Welcome. This lesson walks you through a practical stock device workflow I call the Dimension Ableton Live 12 Sub Reinforcement Blueprint for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. By the end, you'll have a two-part vocal sub chain, an octave down audio layer, and a vocoder-driven operator sub that sits tight with the kick, stays mono under 120 Hz, and preserves a smoky, cavernous mid-slash-high ambience using only Live 12 devices. Quick overview: we'll build a parallel audio sub layer, a pitch-following vocoder carrier using operator, a filter dimension return for ambience, and supporting processing, mono sum, saturation, focused EQ, sidechain to kick and dynamics control so the subs live in a DNB mix around 174 BPM. What you will build: an octave down audio duplicate of the lead vocal, low-passed and mono-summed for tactile low-end, a vocoder-driven sub-carrier, using operator as the carrier and the vocal as the modulator, tuned to reinforce pitch and dynamics. A dimension send slash return for smoky warehouse ambience that is filtered to protect the low end. A grouped sub bus with side chain from the kick and gentle glue for mix cohesion. Now the step-by-step walkthrough. Dimension Ableton Live 12 Sub Reinforcement Blueprint for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. Follow these steps. Session prep. Set your project tempo around 174 BPM for DNB. Import your lead vocal into an audio track and name it Vocal Lead. Set the track's warp mode to Complex Pro while auditioning pitch-shifted layers. A. Build the audio octave down sub layer 1. Duplicate Vocal Lead and name the duplicate vocal sub audio. 2. Consolidate the duplicated clip CMD slash Control plus J so you can transpose safely. 3. In clip view, set transpose to -12 semitones. If artifacts sound messy, toggle format settings and choose the more natural result. 4. Insert EQ 8 first on the track. Use a steep low pass, about 24 dB slash oct, and sweep the cutoff between roughly 90 and 160 Hz to taste. Remove everything above your chosen cutoff. 5. Add utility after EQ 8 and set width to 0% to monosum the sub. 6. Place saturator after utility using the soft clip curve. Drive around 24 dB to turn pitch artifacts into useful harmonics. Immediately follow saturator with an EQ 8 and trim any buildup around 250-500 Hz with a narrow -2 to -4 dB dip. 7. Add glue compressor in a way that tames dynamics without killing life. Try ratio 4:1. Attack 13 ms. Release 0.20.8s. Then reduce the track gain so the sub sits under your low bass. Keep a limiter available to prevent clipping. 8. On the main vocal lead, place a medium-high pass, around 100-150 Hz, so the new sub layer carries the low energy, while the lead remains clear. B. Build the vocoder-driven sub carrier pitch following sub 1. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Name it vocal sub voc. 2. In operator, choose a sign for oscillator A, set octave to -1 or -2 so the fundamental sits in the 30-80 Hz range depending on your key. Keep velocity influence at 0 and a short, sustained amp envelope, short release for tightness. 3. Insert Ableton's vocoder after operator on the same track. 4. Set the vocoder's sidechain input to the vocal. Open the vocoder sidechain. Choose audio from right arrow vocal lead or route ascend from it. This makes the vocal the modulator. 5. Ensure operator is the carrier. Optionally add a second oscillator in operator, a quiet saw or triangle an octave up for small speaker presence, but keep the sign fundamental dominant. 6. Vocoder settings. Start with bands at 16-16-24 recommended, attack 520 ms, release 60-140 ms, dry slash wet at 100% while you dial mix later. Enable or use pitch tracking if available so the carrier follows detected pitch. If pitch tracking is unreliable, drive operator with MIDI derived from the vocal. 7. Pre-EQ the vocal modulator before sending to the vocoder. Insert EQ 8 on vocal lead before the send. High pass at about 120 Hz and add a slight +2-3 dB boost around 13 kHz to help the vocoder analyze consonants. 8. Shape intelligibility by adjusting bands, attack and release. Use vocoder band emphasis or multiband shaping on the carrier to favor the frequencies you want. 9. After the vocoder, place an EQ 8 low pass around 150 Hz to remove high artifacts. Then utility width 0% to monosum. If needed, add a gentle saturator drive of 1-2 dB. Use multiband dynamics if you want different compression behavior on the low band. 10. Group vocal sub audio and vocal sub voc into a vocal subs group. Add glue compressor on the group and sidechain from the kick. Start with ratio 3:1, attack 15 ms, release 100-2200 ms to gently duck subs on kicks. C. Add dimension ambience smoky warehouse feel without ruining subs 1. Create a return track named dimension smoke and insert dimension 2. Set dimension dry slash wet low, around 10-25%. And set a small pre-delay of 10-30 ms to retain presence. Keep modulation and diffusion subtle for a lush, but not overbearing tail. 3. Critically filter the return so dimension does not affect the sub. Place EQ 8 before dimension and high pass at roughly 250-350 hc, so nothing below that feeds the reverb. 4. Send vocal lead and a touch of vocal sub audio to dimension smoke. Do not send the vocoder sub, or send it at a much lower level. 5. Automate the send level and arrangement for breakdowns and transitions. More send for atmosphere, less for tight sections. D. Final glue and mix in context 1. Check mono. Use utility with width 0% on subs and monitor in mono to confirm no cancellation. Meter to ensure most energy sits under 120 hz. 2. On the master sub bus, add gentle limiting or compression if needed. Aim for headroom around -6 dB. 3. Balance subs under the kick and bass line. Tune operators octave and fine-tuning to avoid overlapping fundamentals with the main bass. 4. For movement, automate vocoder dry slash wet or operator level, so the sub breathes with phrasing. Common mistakes to avoid: widening sub frequencies. Keep everything below -150 hz mono. Sending sub heavy layers to dimension unfiltered. This makes mud. Oversaturating the octave down audio. Too much distortion clutters the mid-range. Using excessive vocoder bands or extreme settings, this can produce metallic artifacts or mush. Not sidechaining subs to the kick. Subs will mask the kick transient. Ignoring tuning, untuned subs will clash with bass. Pro tips: use a 2 oscillator operator sign plus tiny octave up oscillator at -24 dB to help small speakers hear the sub. Use multiband dynamics on the vocal subs group to compress lows slightly harder than mids. Boost 13 kHz on the modulator before the vocoder for consonant clarity, then low pass the vocoder output. Automate dimension size or map it to a macro for subtle movement. Keep wet low. For reliable pitch accuracy, convert melody to MIDI from a clear vocal phrase and use that MIDI to drive operator. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes, 05 min. Setup project at 174 BPM. Import vocal, duplicate and transpose the duplicate -12 semitones. 515 min. Sculpt audio sub. Low pass -140 hz. Utility width 0. Light saturator, glue compressor. 1530 min. Create vocal sub foc. Operator sign. Vocoder side chained from vocal lead. Bands -16. Attack 10 ms, release 100 ms. Pre-EQ modulator HP 120 hz, plus 2 dB around 1.5 kHz. 30-40 min. Create dimension smoke. HP out lows 300 hz. Dimension wet 12-18%. Send vocal lead. 40-45 min. Balance subs under the kick with glue side chain to the kick. Check in mono and tweak. Recap. This is the Dimension Ableton Live 12 sub reinforcement blueprint for smoky warehouse vibes. You combined an octave down audio sub and a vocoder driven operator carrier, mono summed and sidechained to sit cleanly with kick and bass, while a filtered dimension return provides smoky mid slash high ambience. Use EQ 8 to protect lows, saturator and dynamics to add character, and tune operator carefully. Run the mini exercise to internalize the chain, then tweak bands, cutoffs, saturation and dimension wet to taste. Final checks. Mono check your subs. Test on multiple systems, freeze or resample chains to save CPU, and map key parameters to macros for quick arrangement control. Good luck, keep it musical and keep the low end tight.